My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 28th of September 2009 and the time is 11:20 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Sam Reed, I'm 31 and I'm from London.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth tonight?
A little apprehensive, but not too bad. Not too bad in the grand scheme of things.
And have you been through the square before and taken a look at people up there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Just kind of when I've been wandering past, whenever I have stopped by and had a look.
And what have you thought of some of it so far?
Well, I kind of, when I stopped by the first time, it was a guy who was, I think he was reading some of his play out, which, without a loud hail or anything, so it wasn't great from down on the ground, but all the stuff, the kind of variety of stuff that I've seen kind of been on the website has been really fascinating, just in terms of from people who've just kind of done it for themselves and kind of turned up without anything to people who've been making the political statement and people who, you know, who are just complete extroverts and have been going mental. So it's been the whole gamut. So.
And what angle have you taken? How have you interpreted what the hour is about?
Well, I've kind of ummed and ahed about a million different things and actually kind of from a lot of those different perspectives, actually just kind of doing stupid things, you know, and whatever. But I do a lot of photography, and one of the things I do is I do a lot of nighttime long exposure photography. So I just realized that this is a chance to photograph the city from an angle that I'll never get again, and so I'll be up there taking a kind of 360-degree panorama with my camera. So that's what I'll be up there doing, which probably won't be terribly exciting for anyone else, so it's probably a bit selfish, but there we go.
And what will you do with the photos afterwards?
I've no idea. I mean, depending on how long it takes me, I may also do some painting, some sketching up there as well. So I don't know. I mean, it's just lovely to have a record for me, and then also to make accessible to, I mean, I was talking to the person who's got the hour before me, and she was sort of saying that she'd, you know, love to see the photographs and kind of as a record for her as well. So hopefully they'll be valuable for everyone in terms of, you know, remembering what it was like up there, just about capturing that experience.
And are you a photographer by profession, or is it a hobby?
No, I went to art school and did A-level art and stuff like that, and I do paint and I have sold stuff, but that's not what I mean, I basically do bits and pieces to earn money, and then I paint and I write. That's what I do, but no one will pay me for it yet.
And what kind of work do you do? What do you write about? What do you paint about? What do you do?
Well, I'm a bit of a butterfly brain, so I'm all over the place in terms of the art and the writing. The art, when I paint, it's mainly kind of large scale oils, nudes mainly, and then when I'm photographing, it's mainly of cities and nightscapes, and the writing is completely different. I've written a novel with my brother, and which is a children's novel, sort of a. So again, something completely different. So I'm sort of all over the place. But I guess coming back to this thing, I have a policy that I mean, I wouldn't say I was a particularly extroverted person or anything like that, but I tend to just say yes to stupid things or get myself into stupid positions, and then I have no choice but to do them, and it makes sure I do interesting things, I hope.
So what was it about this project that appealed to you and inspired you to apply?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Anthony Gormley, so that's kind of why I went along with it in that time. And also, like I said, it just seemed like an amazing opportunity. But actually, the initial application wasn't by me; it was by a mate of mine, and he did it to get me back for putting him into various things. And then when it happened, it was like a happy accident. So I was thrilled that I had the place. But the first I knew about the application was when I got the email saying I'd been accepted. So it came as a little bit of a surprise.
And did you know who'd done it?
Yeah, it was my friend Mark. So, yeah.
And what did you say to him when you found out that you'd been put into the draw?
There were some expletives at first, but then, like I say, it just seemed like a great opportunity. And then gradually, as it got closer and closer to the day, the reality of it began to hit home in terms of trying to think of something to do in some way of making it kind of meaningful and interesting. So it wasn't so bad at first, actually. It was more the nerves kind of came in later on.
And you've spoken about some of the different people that you've seen and how some are doing charities, some are deliberately entertaining, others, some are doing their own thing.
Mm.
Have you kind of flitted between those different ideas, or have you always just wanted to go up and do your own thing?
No, I've totally flitted between those ideas. I mean, part of the photography as well and wanting to photograph it came, I mean, I before I went to the website, I hadn't realized quite how intensively filmed this was. And I guess part of it is wanting to kind of turn the cameras outwards, turn the gaze outwards again. But then also, again, it's about capturing the experience. But yeah, I mean, I considered various, very stupid things until I found out that you couldn't cook up there. I was quite keen I cook a lot, and I was quite keen on like doing a dinner party and getting some mates, basically just to come down and I would cook and then lower it down in a basket or something like that. But yeah, then I found out that was not an option. So, kind of, which I'm glad I settled on this, actually. I think this is a more meaningful, more interesting thing to do. So,
have you got any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth and how the hour will go?
It depends. I don't know how quiet or busy it's going to be out there at midnight on a Monday. So. It might be kind of quite peaceful, and I'll just kind of have the city to myself in a way, which would be lovely. Or I might get heckled nonstop. I have no idea how it's going to go. So, no, I have no idea what it'll be like.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you?
Not hugely. No, not especially.
And what impact do you think going up on the plinth will?
I guess it'll have a limited impact for them immediately, but I hope that in some way, you know, they will be able to see the pictures and see the photographs, and then it will have a kind of more lasting, more meaningful effect in the long run, I guess, in terms of, like I say, capturing that experience. So.
And what would you like to gain out of the experience?
I think it's, again, proving something to myself about taking risks and doing something that's out of the ordinary and changes your perspective on the city and life, I guess. So,
are you able to say when your interest in the arts began, where the writing began, where the painting began, the photography?
Well, from forever, really. I've always been a big reader and very interested in that side of things. And to be honest, like when I was at school, I couldn't draw for toffee. But then, I just kind of when I got to that sort of 11-year-old, 12-year-old age when you get all sulky and miserable, when basically kids should just be locked up in a room. I did lock myself up in a room, and all I did was kind of read comics and paint and draw and write and whatever, and gradually just kind of taught myself to draw and paint by accident, really, just out of being a miserable bugger. And then, it just turned into a passion from there. So.
And is it something you'll continue to keep on at and keep trying to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I could find a way of writing and painting full time and still paying the rent, then that would make me deliriously happy. And that's, yeah, I guess that's what I'd work towards.
And are you able to put into words what you get out of being creative?
I guess it's. I think it's probably the same thing from both the painting and the writing. It's about It's about a connection. It's about a viewpoint. It's about a way of seeing life and not letting it pass you by and capturing it. And it's about making connections, I think. I mean, I never, for me, when I'm painting, it's never a relaxed kind of sitting there just letting the world go by. It's a battle. It's a fight to get that painting right, to get it looking right. And it's the same when you put stuff down on the page. It's a battle, but it's about, yeah, it's about trying to capture things and keep them.
One of the things that we ask all of the printers is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
The things that are important to me in my life? My work, so the art and the writing. And then basically it's my friends and my family. I'd say those were the three things.
And what have friends and family's reactions been to you going on the plinth?
They've all been kind of surprised, very supportive, they've just been really, really kind of, I think people have just been really pleased to have someone they know that's kind of connected with it, you know, that it's given them that connection with it. And yeah, people have been kind of more excited than I expected them to be. I just kind of thought, okay, whatever. But no, they've been, yeah, they've kind of, I think, had that sort of vicarious connection with it, so yeah.
And aside from your own work as an artist, have you taken part in arts projects or events before?
I guess when I was at school, a friend knew the artist Bruce McLean, and I was in his film Urban Turban, which he claimed was going to be the ultimate hat movie. So I don't know if it ever was. I don't know what the hell he ever did with it. But I think it was once projected on the wall of some enormous wall, in like 60 foot high, in Milton Keynes. But I didn't have anything to do with it. So, but I mean, I've always been involved in the arts. I used to be a producer before I sort of started to try and do the writing full time and the painting full time. So I've kind of produced operas and stuff like that. So I've always made films, and so I've always been involved, yeah, in some way.
And is that a way that you get paid work as well? Is that something you're still involved with, or will carry on doing?
If no one buys the book, yeah, I'll go back to producing. Yeah.
And what has your experience of this project been like?
In what way? My experience of the project.
Well, since hearing that you had a spot on the plinth until this moment now, before going up, how has that journey been for you?
It's been one of ups and downs, one of kind of not wanting to waste the opportunity, wanting to think of something that is kind of right for me to do up there. You know, I'm not one of these people that's going to be up there juggling or, you know, getting a tackle out. But that's just not me. But, you know, wanting to use it in a way that's right for me. And it's been very exciting to think about and then do, almost.
Who would you say that you're doing it for fundamentally?
I guess me. I don't think me taking photographs up there is going to be hugely entertaining for anyone else, so I can't really claim it is. So.
And you said earlier that you're a fan of Gormley's work. Are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be a part of this project and one of 2,400 people doing this?
You know what, I had been so kind of wrapped up in trying to think about what the hell I was going to do. I hadn't really thought about it. The fact is, it's, except for the sheer terror of there being a permanent film of me somewhere. It's great to be a part of a Gormley work. And like I said, I mean, it's not lovey bullshit. Yeah, he's always been sort of my favourite sculptor. So, yeah, that side of it's great.
And finally, on the website, on your profile, you're asked to put three words that describe you. Did you fill that bit in, and do you remember what you put and why?
I didn't fill it in. I didn't do it. Sorry. My bad.
That's all right. And is there anything, before we finish, that you'd like to add to the interview that we might not have asked you about?
No, I think you've probably covered everything.
Wonderful. Well, have a great hour.
Cheers.